This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
A group of high school broadcast students are continuing their regular TV news show while school is closed. It might not include the daily Pledge of Allegiance and morning announcements students are used to, but it's keeping the school connected and informed. WBEZ's Susie Ahn reports.
On any given day at Geneva High School during third period, students would see news delivered by student anchors through Geneva Television or GTV News. Now, those West Suburban students are stuck at home like everyone else to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. But like any news organization, they're still delivering information.
GTV News starts right now.
At the beginning of the school closure, broadcast teacher Benny Enos wasn't sure how she'd be able to teach the class remotely.
All our classes are very hands-on and requires us to use equipment in the studio and everything like that. So I wasn't quite sure what I was going to be able to do as far as e-learning.
But her students, possibly motivated by boredom, were eager to push forward.
Everyone just kind of jumped on board, and I've seen more enthusiasm coming from them in this e-learning environment than I did in the classroom.
She says the students are paying more attention to the news than ever before, and kids from her other classes are even pitching story ideas. The students produce bi-weekly newscasts that release on YouTube Tuesdays and Thursdays.
GTV is coming at you with the second installment of At Home News.
The show has the latest on the coronavirus, interview segments, and some fun, like cooking demonstrations.
You can try out. So let's get started and let's make some homemade cake pops.
Seniors Carly Rasmussen and Lily Carlson co-anchor GTV News. Carly says the at-home production is a full day of work.
We'll do a Zoom call at 8:30, which is when our class period would start, and we kind of lay out all the ideas that we have for the show, maybe like a segment that we want to do.
They'll write scripts, film from their homes, and edit the video. Here's a segment they produced on e-learning during the school shutdown.
They're utilizing programs like Zoom and Microsoft Teams to reach students. But how do the students feel about this and this new way of learning?
Lily says for next week, they're working on a segment to show that Gen Z isn't defined by the spring breakers who went to beaches despite warnings.
There's so many people who really are devoted to staying at home and making sure everyone's safe.
GTV News is a staple at the school. During the closure, the news team was surprised to find the show has an even further reach. Carly thinks it's because people miss those regular connections.
Community plays a huge role in this, and I think that's why our shows have been doing so well. So being able to have GTV and then also seeing the kids and how they're taking it is really important.
Next year, Carly is going to Indiana University to study broadcast journalism. Lily plans to major in film and television at the University of Arizona. Lily says this isn't the senior year either of them envisioned. But there's no use sitting around being angry.
This is what we both want to do kind of in our future. Like, we both love what we're doing right now. And if we're doing what's making us happy, it's going to make this whole situation feel less difficult.
Benny Enos says her students are getting firsthand experience at how important it is to share news and information.
They're realizing that they're making a difference now. And that's really what I want them to understand, is that this business and this industry and what they ultimately want to do, they're doing right now.
Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.